Welcome to our podcast where we explore the ins and outs of the fascinating world of business in English. In a bid to mitigate the economic effects of the pandemic, Italy has implemented a 40% windfall profit tax on banks, aiming to redirect excessive profits made during the crisis towards the country's recovery. This decision, a part of the government's strategy to tackle the economic challenges presented by the ongoing health crisis, has, however, led to a decline in share prices of several prominent banks. Intesa Sanpaolo and UniCredit, two major Italian banks, have seen their stock values slide reflective of this market response. Switching our focus to the UK, the retail sector is grappling with its distinct set of hurdles. Driven by a July washout marked by heavy rain and flooding, UK retailers have been compelled to decrease prices to attract customers back into stores. This challenge has been amplified by the recent hike in interest rates, exacerbating the financial burden for retailers and forcing price slashes to sustain trade and competitiveness. As we navigate the economic dynamics in Italy and the UK, the introduction of new policies and the influence of external factors persist in reshaping the future of these vital sectors. Stay with us for more updates on these evolving situations in the weeks to come. UPS recently announced a substantial pay deal for its American drivers, resulting in an annual salary of up to $170,000. This development came as a result of a labor agreement with the Teamsters, a trade union representing the drivers, amidst negotiations to prevent a potential strike that could have hampered the company's nationwide operations. Despite this being a positive outcome for the drivers, UPS issued a warning about potential lower profits. The company reported a profit and revenue decline for the second quarter, which is largely attributed to the financial pressures encountered during the labor deal negotiations. The costs that came with the agreement resulted in lower overall profits. This situation brings to the forefront questions regarding the financial implications of the pay deal on UPS's bottom line. As such, while the wage increase is beneficial to the drivers, investors and analysts are on high alert as they assess the impacts of these elevated costs on the company's overall financial status. The co-working giant, WeWork, is currently grappling with potential business closure, revealing a grim outlook for the company's future. The news of its possible shutdown has sent shockwaves through the financial industry, raising significant doubts about the long-term sustainability of the company. WeWork's precarious position was further underscored by the nearly 24% drop in its shares in extended trading in New York. This substantial decline is amplifying concerns regarding the company's ability to continue operations. As a result, investors and market analysts have been compelled to question WeWork's viability. In its recent announcement, WeWork admitted to the serious doubts surrounding its capability to remain afloat, highlighting the urgent need to enhance liquidity and profitability to survive the fiercely competitive market. The company stressed immediate strategic reformation to address its financial struggles. The subsequent necessity to regain investor confidence is likely to exert immense pressure on the organization. Subsequent to its decline, the co-working company, once glorified as a disruptor in the real estate industry, now faces the harsh reality of its potential inability to continue. As the situation proceeds, the business world watches closely to see how WeWork attempts to navigate these rough waters, and if it can discover a strategy to rescue its deteriorating business. Further updates on this evolving story are forthcoming. So, whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned business professional, keep tuning into our podcast for enlightening conversations, expert advice, and inspiring success stories that will help take your business to the next level.